This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
LA City Council has just given AEG Live 6 more months to get an NFL team. So kudos. Kudos to the LA City Council on that one. They were running out of time, and the mayor, Eric Garcetti, had said that he was going to be the mayor to bring an NFL team back. And so the City Council has given him 6 more months. And that is apparently that's the word, is that there are a couple teams on the bubble. And that given effectively what they want, because this is the kind of thing that shouldn't be happening in the middle of the season. It's a distraction, and the NFL doesn't like distractions. So they want this right after the Seahawks repeat as the Super Bowl champs.
There's talk host Brian Seuss commenting on the rumors about an NFL team which may move back to the City of Angels. Sports talk, including NFL action. The number 10 item on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, the review of the hot hits in talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen. Every week at this time, we take the information that comes from the staff at Talkers Magazine, which is part of Talkers.com. They've reviewed the top 10 hot topics. Talk radio is a big format, as you know, not only radio, but the television world is focused a lot on news and discussion of the news. Anyway, we put all that information together. From the stations, the program, the hosts themselves, to determine this list. Counting down from number 10 to number 1 in this hour as usual, and the NFL is at the number 10 position.
Number 9.
In the number 9 slot, Major League Baseball playoffs, here's host E.J. Becker talking to Lieutenant Colonel Miles Perry, who happens to be stationed in Afghanistan at the moment. They discuss the impact the playoffs have and the World Series has on our troops, who are obviously extraordinarily interested in distraction while they're in the field of battle.
Talk about the big way right now that you all are able to blow off steam and relax a little bit. And it just so happens that you do this in the middle of the night or the very early morning.
We do. The Royals games typically start for us about 4:30 in the morning. So, but yeah, sports and athletics are one of the big outlets we have here. And we have, thanks to the Armed Forces Network, we have great access to most of the games, or the big games, particularly in series like this. So everybody has a chance to sit back, whether it's in the chow hall or in a morale tent, and watch a game. And hopefully it's a game involving their team.
This morning, were you guys there to see the end of the game?
I was there to see the very end of the game. So, fortunately, they replay the games in the afternoon oftentimes, so I'm going to be able to catch the whole thing again.
I was going to say, if you caught the very end of it this morning, extra innings must be a really big deal for you guys.
We love extra innings. Extra innings, it guarantees us the chance to see a little bit more of the ball game.
All right, here's a maybe a silly question. There's been a lot of talk around here about superstition, how baseball people are some of the most superstitious athletes in the world. We've been talking on the air about the fans and their superstitions. Any superstitions on the ground for you guys?
You know, I can only speak for myself, and sadly, I have to note that I've been in Afghanistan for the entire baseball season, and we've done well. So I'm a little concerned that my presence here in Afghanistan bringing us the good luck. So I can guarantee us a World Series with that thinking, but next year they're going to have to talk to my wife.
How important is a touchstone like the Royals, particularly when they're having this kind of success, not just for you, for an officer, but for the men and women who are out on the ground every day fighting on the front lines?
You know, I think it gives us a touchstone to home. For that moment when you're watching baseball, you're not in Afghanistan, you're not in the fight. You know, for a moment, you're back home, you're seeing the familiar. You might see a familiar face even as the camera pans around. You see folks eating barbecue. And, you know, for that brief moment, I'm at the Royals game.
Number eight on the countdown this week. What's going on in North Korea with Kim Jong-un? Lots and lots of questions. Do we have any answers? Well, let's see if we can find some. Here's host Jane Foy with CBS News correspondent Don Kirk. They discussed the significance of the leader of North Korea, Mr. Un, reappearing this week after being out of the public eye for well over a month.
What was the big deal about his not being seen by anybody or the public, or what happened over there?
Well, he disappeared for 40 days. He may have been getting, treatment for. He'd been seen limping on video, shot before his disappearance, and so he probably was getting treatment for that. And when he came into the public view yesterday, he was carrying a cane or leaning on a cane. His left, he had some limp, something wrong with his left leg. He was vastly overweight, of course. And he probably needed medical treatment for a few other things. The rumor was, of course, that he'd been overthrown in a coup d'etat and that sort of thing. That obviously was not correct.
Well, the rumors being what they are, we were talking this morning that someone had suggested he might be suffering from gout, which would go along with that huge weight gain.
Right. That was one of the, one of the suppositions that maybe he had gout and that he was in extreme pain. Apparently it's an extremely painful ailment which can affect the toes and so forth. He also was rumored to have pulled a tendon in some kind of military exercise. There was all kinds of speculation. North Korea had said that he was suffering from discomfort, but they didn't say what the discomfort was, so we have no official word or even unofficial word as to exactly what was wrong with him, but we do know that he's now walking with a cane, and before he went, before he disappeared, he was seen limping, so there you are.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. We continue in a moment.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This report is brought to you by the After School Alliance. Over the last 10 years, participation in after school programs has jumped from 6.5 to 10 million children. But still, there aren't nearly enough after school programs to meet the need. For every child currently enrolled in a program, there are two more whose parents would like them to be. That's according to America After 3 p.m., a new survey from the After School Alliance that looks at how students spend their after school hours. After School Alliance Executive Director Jody Grant.
Today, more than 11 million students are unsupervised in the afternoons. These students are missing out on the many benefits of after-school programs, including hands-on learning, science and technology, homework help, and opportunities to participate in sports and physical activity. After-school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and help working families.
The new survey found that 9 in 10 parents say they are satisfied with their children's after-school programs. For more information, visit afterschoolalliance.org.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
In a recent poll, Americans were asked what power the government had under the Constitution. Surprisingly, a strong majority believe the government is allowed to do whatever it wants, as long as it is for the good of the people. If we look through the lens of liberty, we see quickly how dangerous that idea is, especially if it is unclear who decides what is for the good of the people. In fact, our Constitution is unique because it specifically names what powers the government has and imposes strict limits on that power. The Constitution grants Congress about 20 explicit powers, and the Bill of Rights specifies at least 20 things Congress may not do. All the powers not mentioned were reserved serve to the people, not the government. Have you read the Constitution lately and studied it with your family?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 7.
All right, it seems this week a lot of attention being paid to what's going on in Asia. From North Korea, we go to China and the protesting going on in Hong Kong. From CNN correspondent Anna Corrin, reports there on a Hong Kong police unit finally moving in to clear the streets, take down the protesters' barriers. That all happened this past week.
There are hundreds of police that have assembled here on the intersection of Nathan and Argyle Road. This is a major artery here in Kowloon. And in the last half an hour, they have managed to clear a big part of this area. There are about 100 protesters. It's extremely peaceful. They are cooperating with police. That is certainly what we are hearing. But as you can see, there's definitely a lot of media that have been recording what's been happening in the last half an hour. The police moved in here and started dismantling the barriers, the structures, the shelter. You know, people here have been camped here for almost 3 weeks. So as far as the government is concerned, they have wanted this gone, moved away. They're pushing them much further down. Protesters are still here, but as I say, they are cooperating with the police. Now, it was rather tense. The police were warning us to put on our helmets because people have been throwing projectiles and they certainly were expecting things to perhaps turn violent. Obviously, we've seen clashes between protesters and police flare up over the weeks when police have moved in. But obviously, Hong Kong's chief executive, Tsui Wai-lung, has said that it is time to move these protesters on. So we are anticipating further confrontations, if you like, over the next few hours, certainly over the coming days. Tsui Wai-lung has also said that he will meet with the protesters. He is willing to engage in dialogue, engage in talks. As far as the students are concerned, the protesters are concerned, there's a real mixed reaction as to what that means. Some say that it's a good start several weeks ago, and then there was further calls for more demonstrations, so it was called off by the chief executive, by the Hong Kong government. But obviously now those talks or claims that talks will be renewed have perhaps moved this forward. So some hopeful, others not so that anything will actually come from this.
As long as we're in this neck of the woods, as an ancillary sort of postscript to the Hong Kong situation, that was interesting this week that China announced it's going to toughen audits of its military and target older officers to ensure that corrupt individuals are denied promotion and can't get away with their crimes. Apparently, they have waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse in their military, the same as we do, whatever the equivalent is of the Pentagon, which here, as we know, is rife with all sorts of irregularities. Thus, the Government Accounting Office study, which last year suggested our $700 billion military budget could be $460 billion. We get the same thing. We get rid of the graft, the corruption, and the cheating. So the same thing, buying and selling military positions even, has been a problem for the armed forces in China. I find that to be fascinating. Not only do they have bribes to get people to do business with if you were a company wanted to do business with the military, long known you had to bribe your way in. But if you want to get from captain to major, something like that, you have to pay for it too. Or at least that's been the subtle problem. And now they have done an audit, the Chinese government, and they want to change the way they're doing business. That I find fascinating in the world of communism versus capitalism, don't you? 21 minutes after the hour, this is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Number 7.
All right, seems this week a lot of attention being paid to what's going on in Asia. From North Korea, we go to China and the protesting going on in Hong Kong. From CNN correspondent Anna Corrin, reports that on a Hong Kong police unit finally moving in to clear the streets, take down the protesters' barriers. That all happened this past week.
There are hundreds of police that have assembled here on the intersection of Nathan and Argyle Road. This is a major artery here in Kowloon, and in the last half an hour they have managed to clear a big part of this area. There are about 100 protesters. It's extremely peaceful. They are cooperating with police. That is certainly what we are hearing, but as you can see, there's definitely a lot of media that have been recording what's been happening in the last half an hour. The police moved in here and started dismantling the barriers, the structures, the shelter. You know, people here have been camped here for almost 3 weeks. So as far as the government is concerned, they have wanted this gone, moved away. They're pushing them much further down. Protesters are still here, but as I say, they are cooperating with the police. Now, it was rather tense. The police were warning us to put on our helmets because people had been throwing projectiles, and they certainly were expecting things to perhaps turn violent. Obviously, we've seen clashes between protesters and police flare up over the weeks when police have moved in. But obviously, Hong Kong's chief executive, Tsui Wai-lung, has said that it is time to move these protesters on. So we are anticipating further confrontations, if you like, over the next few hours, certainly over the coming days. Tsui Wai-lung has also said that he will meet with the protesters. He is willing to engage in dialogue, engage in talks. As far as the students are concerned, the protesters are concerned, there's a real mixed reaction as to what that means. Some say that it's a good start several weeks ago, and then there was further calls for more demonstrations, so it was called off by the chief executive, by the Hong Kong government. But obviously now those talks or claims that talks will be renewed have perhaps moved this forward. So some hopeful, others not so that anything will actually come from this.
as long as we're in this neck of the woods, as an ancillary sort of postscript to the Hong Kong situation, that was interesting this week, that China announced it's going to toughen audits of its military and target older officers to ensure that corrupt individuals are denied promotion and can't get away with their crimes. Apparently, they have waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse in their military, the same as we do, whatever the equivalent is of the Pentagon, which here, as we know, is rife with all sorts of irregularities. Thus, the Government Accounting Office study, which last year suggested our $700 billion military budget could be $460 billion. We get the same thing if we get rid of the graft, the corruption, and the cheating. So the same thing, buying and selling military positions even, has been a problem for the armed forces in China. I find that to be fascinating. Not only do they have bribes to get people to do business with if you were a company, you wanted to do business with military, long known you had to bribe your way in. But if you want to get from captain to major, something like that, you have to pay for it too, or at least that's been the subtle problem. You're listening to the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show, an overview of the hot hits in talk radio, the things that have been discussed most on news talk radio programs with hosts that really know what's going on. The people on the list include, at number 10, Kim Jong-un, number 9, Jeb Bush and Mitt Romney, number 8, Rand Paul, number 7, Hillary Clinton, Charlie Crist and Rick Scott at number 6, John Kerry at 5, Joe Biden 4, Thomas Eric Duncan at number 3, Thomas Frieden at number 2, and Mr. Obama, number 1. 21 minutes after the hour, this is the Weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Number 5. Counting down the top 10 items, the world of News Talk Radio for the week of October 13th to the 17th. That's our story here. NFL action at number 10, Major League Baseball number 9, Kim Jong-un number 8, what's going on in Hong Kong number 7, the financial markets at number 6. So let's move ourselves into number 5, shall we?
The number 5.
Presidential prospects. Oh, man, 2 years away and we're on to this. Here's Morning Joe with political analyst Donnie Deutsch talking. Deutsch. I never pronounced his name correctly. Kenny, it's D-E-U-T-S-C-H. I guess it's Donnie Deutsch. Okay, thank you, Michael. Donnie Deutsch talking to Joe Scarborough about the need for Mitt Romney to be running in the year 2016.
You got Louisiana in play, Colorado in play, Georgia is competitive. Of all of the states that you're observing with Senate races that are close, that look like Republicans can take over Democrats.
Right now we're staring at two ridiculously scary unknowns, of course, ISIS and Ebola. We're also staring at a poll. Two-thirds of Americans say this country is going in the wrong direction. There is a psychological reason to go to Mitt Romney, and that is, wow.
Amen.
We kind of made a mistake 4 years ago. You know, we get to do a do-over where he was right about Syria. He was right about a lot of things. Oh, things can be okay if I just get a do-over.
Hey, Donnie.
And I think there's a big psychological...
I hate to say this, Donnie. You're dead right. There is a reason why Mitt Romney has come out of nowhere and suddenly risen up. These are really frightening times. Now, for young millennials who are right now about to go to sleep after playing Xbox all night and streaming music on Spotify, you may not remember, but we only elected a certain kind of leader when the Soviets
existed, and we had to elect somebody with their finger on the bomb. You know who those type of people were? They were like Mitt Romney. We didn't give a damn whether somebody was excited. We didn't give a damn whether they talked about hope, whether they talked about change, whether they could play saxophone on Arsenio Hall. We didn't care. Donnie, you're really onto something. There is a reason why a guy who seems dull and boring and stiff and can't be glib on the campaign trail suddenly is popping up in polls.
Yeah.
And we need somebody like Romney who's actually run something before and isn't going to be marketed like a Pepsi or like some snack food, Mika. This may actually, ironically enough, just like 1980 was Ronald Reagan's time, a guy who was seen as a joke up until the night he won in a historic landslide. Things are very frightening right now. We need competence. Think about what Michael Dukakis said in 1998. That's where we are in 2014. Mika, Americans yearn for competence. And Mitt Romney is competent.
Number four.
Number four item this week has to do with the debate between Florida Governor Rick Scott and Charlie Crist, his challenger. There are lots of, well, as you can imagine, this is a hotly contested race. So we have radio host Rick Sanchez talking about the problem that cropped up at this week's debate between the two of them in Florida.
This debate has everybody talking. That's right. And tons of people want to get in. Apparently the governor didn't want to come out because the other guy had a fan, and apparently they had a conversation about not being able to use electronics, and Charlie Crist is saying that he had sent a note. In fact, I've got it right here in front of me. It's a handwritten note with Charlie Crist's own handwriting saying that if it's too hot there, he's going to use a fan. Now, did the governor's office then sign off on this? I don't know. You know, I don't know, I guess. I mean, this is what I'm not going to vouch for Charlie Crist based on this, but there is a note here in front of my hands. Here it is. And I see it, and it says that Charlie Crist has written in his own handwriting that he wants to be able to use the fan, and he sent it over to the Florida Gubernatorial Debate Committee, and he sent it over to the governor on 10-13, which is what? When's 10-13? Is that, I don't even know. About 3 days ago. So there. Does that mean he can use it? Why are we arguing about a fan? Maybe there was a contract that was signed, and maybe in that contract it said something about the exact rules, and he says, you know, how high your heels can be and how high your podium is in relation to your tie because you don't want to look bigger than the other guy, or whether you can use a step stool to look taller if you're a little Dukakis-like fella, if you're diminutive. I get it. There's all kinds of rules, right? So fine. Here, let me be Governor Scott. Let me show you how easy this is, okay? Where I, the candidate, when both candidates are called, both candidates come out. And when they ask you to speak, after you've said, I want to thank everybody for being here, I want to thank you, moderator, I want to thank the questioners, I want to thank the crowd, I want to thank my opponent. But by the way, there is something important to say. And this is about character. And when a man has his word, I expect that he's going to keep to it. Before this debate began, we had an agreement. The agreement said that we would not use any kind of equipment outside of what was specified in the contract. This man who wants to be your next governor did not keep his word. I think you'll notice, and I know some of you might think this is a small point, but small points can become big points. Do you see that fan that he's using over there? He specifically agreed not to use it and then decided to use it. Now, I don't care if he has a big fan, a little fan. He can bring an air conditioner out here as far as I'm concerned. What is concerning and should be concerning to the American people and to the people of Florida is this. When you sign a contract, when you say you're going to do something, you do it. I, as your governor, have done it. He has not. Ta-da! Isn't that a lot better than sitting in the back room, stamping your feet, saying, I'm not coming out? Isn't that a lot better? How much common sense does it take to do something as simple as that? Hello? Instead of, no, I'm, you know what? I don't want to debate him now because he's cheating. People think you're an idiot when you do that.
Number three.
The number three item, back to electioneering and politics. Number three, focusing on the midterm elections, which are 2.5 weeks or so away Here's radio host Matt Murphy with ABC's Trey Hardin. They discuss some of the close races that could potentially shift the balance of power from one party to another in Congress.
You got Louisiana in play, Colorado in play, Georgia is competitive. Of all of the states that you're observing with Senate races that are close, that look like Republicans can take over Democrats, what's the one that you're most concerned about? What's the one that you're watching closely?
Well, I think there really are a handful of them, but I do think the ones that stand out to me that I'm going to be watching the closest, I think, are Colorado, Iowa, North Carolina, and Louisiana. The Louisiana one is interesting because that is likely not going to be, we're not going to have the results of that until December because they have unique laws down there. Of course, there's, you know, American politics and then Louisiana politics. But Louisiana has the thing where if either candidate does not get 50%, they go into a runoff in December. Neither candidate is going to get 50% on November 4th. So we may not know the final outcome of who's control of the Senate until that race. But I think that those four states, Louisiana, Colorado, Iowa, and North Carolina, interesting that they're kind of in all in their own regions in the country, really represent where the country is right now, and they're going to the results of them. You know, it's not that the Republicans have to take all of them. I think that if they just get a couple of them, it's going to actually put them over the top. But right now I see a net result of the Republicans being in control of the Senate at 52-48. And it could, you know, it's with a number of different types of formulas that could take place. But I just think that the challenge is too great for Democrats to hold on right now.
All right. Now, I saw where you were analyzing these various races with regard to social issues or the social agenda. And you've noticed, Trey, where Republicans are staying away from some of those bread and butter social issues of years gone by. And you feel like there's a shift in the dynamic across America that's creating that kind of almost an evolution on these cultural issues.
It absolutely is. I mean, the train has left the station on a number of these cultural and social issues like gay marriage and even certain elements of abortion. And any Republican candidate that doesn't recognize or acknowledge that, particularly in some of these battleground states heading into 2016, I think needs to have their heads checked.
888-302-3684. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues with the number two item up next here in review.
This weekend at Guitar Center, it's our biggest guitar, amp, and effects sale of the year. More than 300,000 instruments will be marked down below our everyday unbeatable prices. It's Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save at least 15% on select guitars, basses, and amps $299 and up. Get deals like $300 off an American-made Gibson Les Paul. Take over 40% off on Fender All-Tube Vaporizer Combo Amps. And save up to 60% on Charvel Electric Guitars. Don't miss Guitarathon, only at Guitar Center. Now through November 2nd, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
This report is brought to you by the After School Alliance. Over the last 10 years, participation in after school programs has jumped from 6.5 to 10 million children. But still, there aren't nearly enough after school programs to meet the need. For every child currently enrolled in a program, there are two more whose parents would like them to be. That's according to America After 3 p.m., a new survey from the After School Alliance that looks at how students spend their after school hours. After School Alliance Executive Director Jody Grant.
Today, more than 11 million students are unsupervised in the afternoons. These students are missing out on the many benefits of after-school programs, including hands-on learning, science and technology, homework help, and opportunities to participate in sports and physical activity. After-school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and help working families.
The new survey found that 9 in 10 parents say they are satisfied with their children's after-school programs. For more information, visit afterschoolalliance.org.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
In a recent poll, Americans were asked what power the government had under the Constitution. Surprisingly, a strong majority believed the government is allowed to do whatever it wants, as long as it is for the good of the people. If we look through the lens of liberty, we see quickly how dangerous that idea is, especially if it is unclear who decides what is for the good of the people. In fact, our Constitution is unique because it specifically names what powers the government has and imposes strict limits on that power. The Constitution grants Congress about 20 explicit powers, and the Bill of Rights specifies at least 20 things Congress may not do. All the powers not mentioned were reserved to the people, not the government. Have you read the Constitution lately and studied it with your family?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Number two item this week, focusing on the battle against ISIS. Pretty much that was where you thought that discussion would be, isn't it? Pretty much to the top of the list. Here's host Kevin Thomas with Senator Deb Fischer of Nebraska. They discussed Turkey's reluctance to get involved in the coalition that's fighting against ISIS.
What is your take on Turkey's lack of involvement in trying to stop this group? Because it doesn't seem, and maybe they're just upset that the United States has been working with the Kurds, but is there something that needs to be said to Turkey, that whether it's the president or somebody high up inside the United States government needs to make that message clear to the Turkish government that it's time to get on board with this coalition?
The president and all of our NATO allies need to remind Turkey that they're a member of NATO. And as such, they have obligations. Hopefully, they will be a forceful partner in this coalition. I would hope that the administration is discussing this with them. And really, you know, you need to take a hard line. And I think this is a case where, because of Turkey's location, because of the action that's happening right along their border, they need to be more involved in it. We need to make sure that we have partners and that we have a coalition that's going to be dedicated to a mission and that's going to be committed to that mission. We can't do this on our own. We can't be over there on our own trying to handle ISIL with the situation in Syria and Iraq. It has to take not just members of that neighborhood, but also all of our allies around the world in order to step forward and really confront this terrorist group and the horrible things that they are committing and that they will continue to commit until they are forcefully stood up to.
So the continuing story or focus as the week comes to an end, there has been a lot of diplomacy over the years for sure. There's been a CIA campaign to train moderate Syrian rebels. American military still finds itself without any credible partner on the ground to bomb the targets in Syria. 2 days of heavy airstrikes this week by U.S. warplanes slowed the advance by the ISIS groups. The Kurdish forces have been defending the Syrian border town of Kobani fairly well, apparently. A lot of focus on that. Turkish and U.S. officials said last week that Islamic State was on the verge of taking Kobani from its outgunned Kurdish defenders. So they're on the border. But this, the tempo of any coalition airstrikes, even though increasing dramatically with U.S. fighter bombers carrying about 14, 15 raids out this week, the fact that there's nobody else really there, it kind of reminds me, and there's an anecdotal connection to our number one story this week, the Ebola, is it a pandemic, whatever it is, the problem, the threat. We are by ourselves there as well, really, pretty much. You'd think the Europeans, you think everybody in the world would want to put a stop, and that is a ring around all these countries, and stop the Ebola epidemic in its tracks. Wouldn't you think the same thing would be true because ISIS is an epidemic in and of itself, right? So wouldn't you think the world community would want to get together and contain this as quickly as possible and basically put as many people on the ground there as can be and kill all of these people? That's really, it's as brutal as it is to say that. What else is there? How much discussion have you heard of that this week during conversations on the air about what to do and how to do it? Certainly is food for thought. All right, so there's a little extra food for thought. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com, or you can Facebook.com/Good Day or Twitter at Good Day. Send comments that way.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Number one this week on the Talk Radio Review is the focus on Ebola. What is the threat? The way the government is handling it in our country, certainly many politicians think that that's part of the threat. So let's go back to earlier conversation this week on my Good Day program, where I talked to Dr. Ken Kronhaus about why he is much more concerned about Ebola now than he was a short while ago.
I was not very much concerned about this about a month ago, but with three American cases, which we do not really understand, I've changed my impression about all this. Let me go over what we know. The World Health Organization, they announced just this week that there are going to be 10,000 new cases per week by December, if we're on the same trajectory that we are right now. They also announced that there's between a 60 to 70% fatality rate right now. That's what we're experiencing here in America. There's no specific proven treatment. A vaccine is being tested at Walter Reed Medical Center. This can become a chronic disease, Doug. Ebola, even if you survive, unfortunately, Ebola survivors do often develop certain chronic inflammatory or autoimmune conditions that affect the joints and eyes. In the eyes, we call this uveitis. It's an inflammatory condition which can cause excess tearing, eye sensitivity, eye inflammation, and even blindness. These problems can follow a survivor through the remainder of their life. So this is not like getting over the
flu. This can become and turn into a chronic, life-changing disease, even if you survive. These three American cases, we still do not know enough about this disease, is what they prove to us. We're talking now about Nina Pham. This was the first American to catch Ebola in America, from Thomas Eric Duncan, who was the first person in America to be diagnosed with Ebola. And we're talking about Amber Joy Vincent, who was the second American, the other nurse, to catch Ebola in America. And Ashoka Mukpo, who's this NBC News cameraman from Rhode Island, he has Ebola. He went with Dr. Nancy Snyderman, who broke her 21-day quarantine rule over the weekend. But Ashoka Mukpo, we don't know why he got Ebola. All he says is he may have been cleaning out some car where there was Ebola. So these three American cases, we really don't understand how they got it. The two nurses are being blamed by the CDC for breaking protocol. They both say they didn't. And we just don't know. And that's what's concerning me. Humans make mistakes. Anyone who's involved in patient care, real people, common people who take care of patients like myself, know that as much as you train people, we're all human. At times you make mistakes. So it's very difficult, regardless of what instructions, to follow things meticulously, and things are going to happen.
All right. So here's another angle on this. Host Steve Corbett talking to Senator Bob Casey of Pennsylvania about what Casey's trying to get Congress to do to help this situation.
What is difficult about Republicans and Democrats alike understanding the common sense approach here?
Steve, I think it is common sense. When you consider that we have a good program, the Household Preparedness Program, that's already authorized to spend $375 million a year. So that's already authorized. The separate appropriations process has only brought it up to $255, so there's a $120 million gap. What I'm asking the appropriators to do is to get that additional $120 million so that we can be sure that this program has the resources that it needs. And I think it's fundamental when an issue like Ebola, and today it'll be Ebola, a year or two or 5 years from now might be something else. We want to make sure that every hospital, every nurse, and every healthcare official in the hospital has the training and the resources they need to be fully prepared. So I don't think it's helping the country any to cut a program like this when we should be investing in.
How do you move opponents of spending this money into the camp where they realize this is perhaps even a national security concern as well as a public health concern?
Yeah, I think you have to look at it from the perspective of an individual taxpayer who lives in a community. Does that taxpayer want the hospital to be prepared or not? I think it's as simple as that. And look, this isn't something that I just dreamed up on my own about the need here. Listen to nurses. There's a national nurses organization, the National Nurses United. They did a survey. They said 75% of nurses said they have not received the training they need, and over a third said hospitals don't have enough supplies. So that's the word of nurses across the country, one of the most respected professions ever, and they're telling us they need more training, they need more resources. If you want the best training, and we do need the best training when it comes to Ebola, we don't need just pretty good training. We need the best training in the world for every hospital, and that costs money, and we should invest in it.
The poll, as usual, for the weekend at DougStephan.com reflects on the top 10 talk topics of the week. You tell us which one is most important to you. Again, it's the poll at DougStephan.com. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show and the weekly review of the top 10 topics in the world of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Stephan.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 120 26 serving, 3 square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get 2 or 3 cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3 square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.